This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The cybersecurity news of the week is that big and long and until recently undetected Russian attack on agencies and departments of the federal government. Treasury, State, Homeland Security, and others falling victim to a malicious software update. Also targeted, though, were most of the Fortune 500 companies that use the same software. So we have gotten David Sanger, he is the national security correspondent for the New York Times, on the phone to put this cyber attack into economic context. David, it is good to have you back on.
Always great to be back with you, Kai.
How interesting and or curious was it to you that we found out about this not through government cybersecurity experts, but from a private company who keeps an eye on this kind of thing?
Well, you know, I was trying to think of what the right analogy was for this. And, you know, when Pearl Harbor happened, everybody complained that our radar was turned off. But in this case, we can't argue that the U.S. doesn't have a great radar. It does. It's built, spent billions of dollars. And the fact that this was found by FireEye, a cybersecurity firm, tells you two things. One, there are obviously holes in our net, and the Russians figured out quite devilishly how to go exploit those holes. And the second is that sometimes the cybersecurity firms have a better look inside the workings of the internet where our foreign intelligence agencies are not allowed to go. The NSA can't be inside the U.S., and the Russians know it.
Okay, to what they were after. One can hypothesize about what the Russians might have been looking for in the Department of Commerce or Treasury or State. When they start poking around inside Fortune 500 companies, what do you think they're looking for?
You know, in some ways, they may be more interested in the Fortune 500 companies than they are in State and those other places, because they've been breaking into the Defense Department since the mid-1990s when the Midnight Maze attacks began. So inside companies, all kinds of things. We've known since middle of the year that the Russians, among others, were going into the pharmaceuticals looking for vaccine research. We know that they're fascinated by the defense industrial base. And what they've discovered in this entire incident is that the software supply chain is basically the best way to get in if you want to do a hack that will get you into both government and into private industry, because everybody uses it. So if you're into the update process of that software, it's sort of like getting into the update process for your iPhone, right? You know, you plug it in by your bedside and you don't actually go and look at the code in the morning before you start your phone up, do you?
Right.
Well, maybe you do, Kai.
No, I do not.
and so the result is that they're slipping in to a system that is fundamentally considered trusted. And everybody's known for a long time that this is a big vulnerability, but this time we really got whacked by it.
Following on that thread there of us not knowing what they have yet, we don't know the national security implications. They will certainly be bad. We also don't know, to the corporate side of this, what the economic implications might be.
That's right. Look, we know that the Fed uses software from SolarWinds, the company involved here, but we don't know if they used the platform that got updated the way this one did. We know that lots of companies use them in lots of different processes. And so it's going to take a long time to go figure this out. We have a few saving graces. We don't have any evidence yet that they've gotten into classified systems. That doesn't mean they haven't, but we don't have any evidence of that yet. We haven't seen any signs of a destructive hack yet. In other words, if they got into a utility company, and I don't know that they did, but I wouldn't be surprised, we don't have any evidence that they've tried to turn on or off the power. I think it's going to take us months, Kai, maybe a year, to figure out where they went. The hope is that because they didn't want to get caught, they picked their targets very selectively and went into very few.
David Sanger is a national security correspondent for the New York Times. He writes about this stuff in books, too. Most recently, a book which is now on HBO, actually, called The Perfect Weapon. David, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Should say here that David's on The Daily today. That's the New York Times podcast and a radio show, sometimes aired right after us in a lot of markets. Lots more from David Sanger on this whole story.